date.
Mm-hmm. Hello, Joe.
Okay. Hey, Amy.
Hey, how are you?
I'm doing well, and you?
I'm doing well also. I appreciate you asking. So it looks like you were sent over to me to pull up Tinko Landscape.
That's correct.
All right. Yeah, I got you. I got you. Absolutely. So have you considered putting the company on the first page of Google before?
Let me, before I go any further, all I need to know is why I've been taken off of Google. I Googled it the last 2 days, and so, I haven't had any calls, none, zero.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not happened ever. And, and it's not listed. And then when I looked it up last night, it said something about it's been put on hold or
suspension,
on notification or something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, there's any number of reasons that it may be in suspension. We aren't Google. Google themselves will never call you. They'll never call the general public. They'll never reach out to say, hey, they'll send that email or that message and let you know that your account's been suspended for whatever reason it is. Or sometimes the reason seems like pretty vague from what I understand on your guys' end. And what they have developed is they've developed these partnerships with us, we're a full digital marketing firm, so we've been doing this for 20 years. So for whatever reason that your account has been suspended and it's not currently showing on Google, that's our job. We go in, we go through re-verification, we get it taken care of, and we also, after it's back up and running, we provide it with the programming that keeps it on the first page of services, so you don't ever have to worry about that again.
Okay, but how am I going to be notified if this happens tomorrow? If I sign up for you and
we'll be notified. We'll take care of it. You don't have to worry about it because we're on it.
Okay.
We're on it.
They provide a free service.
Well, but Google doesn't provide the service. So what they do is they allow you to sign up for a Google profile. But the service is in the actual programming to make sure that it never leaves the first page. And it's in things like making sure that if there's any violation whatsoever, sometimes there's not even a good reason for violation. They just decide to go through and suspend them. A couple years ago, they suspended literally like almost every single account on Google, and we had to go through re-verification. Now, here at Local Splash, we have over 10,000 accounts, so we were on it. But, you know, for folks like yourself who are maybe out in the field and not necessarily over there watching your Google listing every single day, you know, it took a little while for some people to notice. And then some of their stuff stayed permanently closed because they weren't checking it on a regular. That's another advantage to having a Google partner taking care of your account.
Right. I understand exactly what y'all do, and I understand how y'all can help me. My problem is I would like to find out before I go any further why I was suspended. And so I can take care of that and I can understand. And you know, I've never had a problem, never had to pay for anything. And all of a sudden now I don't. And the only way for me to get back on is for me to pay for a service.
Oh, that's not true. That's not true. That's not the only way.
Okay.
So the other way is you can try to contact Google yourself and you can attempt to figure it out on your own. We can't get into your Google account until we've set you up. We can't set you up without payment. But you can definitely investigate it yourself and attempt to contact Google and figure those things out on your own.
And that doesn't work. And you know that, and that's what you're saying. I'm not fighting. I'm just trying to.
Yeah, me neither.
You know, this is such an injustice.
It's yeah, so, like, I understand.
Why am I getting?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. Tell me. Go ahead and send me back to whoever needs to do the sales call, and I'll see if it's something that I'm interested in doing.
Well, Joe, I would be the one taking care of your sales call. I would be the one taking care of you.
Okay,
period.
Okay.
Yeah, I would be taking good care of you.
Right.
And I understand it's frustrating and you feel like it's a racket. Like, hey, what's going on here? I've always had this. It's been fine. All of a sudden it's not fine and I can't get any help and I have to pay to get any type of help. That doesn't seem very fair to me either.
That's right.
I understand.
That's right.
I understand. It doesn't seem very fair to me either. And I don't, if I had another tool, like if I had a phone number for you to call on the Google Bat phone and figure it out on your own, like I'm all about helping people. Usually there's some type of reason that's stated within the explanation of the suspension. Like it meets some type of violation, whether they needed another insurance document or if your insurance expired or your license expired or something along those lines. It's usually something like that. If it's something more technical, that's when we get into a Google call. So we actually call Google on your behalf and we say, hey, we're disputing this. We need to know what's going on. And it will go, they'll go ahead and prompt us to give us a call directly from a human being, not just a bot. This decided that your listing is now, you know, suspended. So I understand where you're coming from and I am on your side. It is a sales call still at the end of the day, but if I had a way to give you like the explanation or the reason without having to ask you for money first, I would absolutely do it. So I'm sorry that that's the position you're in and that it's frustrating for you because I understand that.
Right. Well, let me tell you this. I've been in business for 45 years and I've, you know, obviously never had this issue. I don't advertise. And so it's all been word of mouth, but if somebody says, hey, what is Tenco's number? Because there's no white pages or yellow pages. So that just shows you how old I am. They can't find me and I haven't had any calls and now I'm just understanding why. But also I am in the process of selling my business. So I don't have any problem getting back up and running. But if I sell my business in the next month or two, am I tied in? Is this going to be a monthly thing or is it a yearly contract?
It's month to month. Yeah, so it's month to month. There's no contract at all unless you want it to be.
Okay.
And say you sign up today and we go ahead and then say in a month, 6 weeks, whatever, you decide to sell it. Obviously the Google profile is going to go with the business, with whoever you sold it to. And, we can continue working with them if everybody chooses. Obviously they're going to have to put their card on file instead of yours. But, if not, then you can sever the relationship and just give them the Google profile. That's your choice. Because usually the Google profile goes, you know, we've been in this situation before. But usually it's a pretty smooth transition because whoever it is that's selling, you know, has been so successful, which obviously, I mean, like you said, the proof is in the pudding. 45 years in business, never having to advertise. You just had like a basic Google listing so that people knew where to find you ever since we went from the phone book to the internet, which has been a pain in the neck. I agree and understand.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm with you on all fronts. But if you chose, like say, you know, you sell it to Billy Bob and Billy Bob says, well, yeah, I mean, I'd like to keep the Google listing up and running. And you say, okay, well, I have this great company I've already been working with. Literally, we would just talk with Billy Bob and we'd switch out the information. Like that's an option for you.
Well, and
or cancellation.
Yeah. And then in this situation, he's already advertising. I'm assuming with you because when I looked it up, he was number two, and I figured you'd probably have to pay to get number two.
Who is
I don't
he?
Know
well,
that.
He might be. He's working with somebody else. Is the thing for that? He's working with somebody else because we can only work with one client per industry, per category, per surface area, which is 50 miles. So what happens is when a spot comes up, Google gives us a short list of pre-qualified candidates, and you're on that short list for a number of reasons I'm finding out now that we're having the conversation. You've been in business forever. You're well-known in your community. Your Google listing is already having some issues. So for whatever reason, probably no fault of your own necessarily, but what happens is you're on the short list of pre-qualified candidates, and we can't call out to you if we're already working with somebody in that area. So it has to be one of our competitors, or maybe they have in-house marketing.
I got you. Okay. All right. Tell me what you have to offer and then, let's see what we got.
Sure. So we have a few different packages, but the base package that's like your Google profile, Yelp, Apple, Bing, Facebook, standard profile, all the just the basic stuff and getting that listing out of suspension and whatever's going on there. That's at $199 a month, month to month, no contract.
Right.
Okay. Okay.
And, can I ask you this while I'm talking with you?
Yes, sir.
A lot of people, and me, for example, and you may do the same, you go, hey Alexa, mm-hmm. hey Siri, mm-hmm. give me the local landscaper.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Do y'all have anything to do with something like that?
Yes, sir, absolutely. We absolutely do. We can absolutely help you with voice-activated searches. I can throw that in at no additional cost whatsoever. If you want to give it a little push of advertisement as well, I do have a package that's one step up that's at $249 a month, and that includes Facebook ads as well. And that gives it a real strong push out the gate, get some extra calls coming in from the Facebook platform, making sure that everything is, working together in an effort to get those calls coming in, just kind of looping that in as well.
Right. Well, let me tell you, all of this has gone down in my knowledge the last couple of days.
Mm-hmm.
So I've reached out to a marketing company and they said, hey, we do the Facebook thing. We guarantee, I know what you're saying is a sales pitch. I've taken marketing classes 100 years ago, so I know a little bit about how to sell and that kind of thing. But
They
said, hey, this is what we have to offer. We do Facebook ads. We guarantee leads, qualified leads. So I don't know how much of what he is offering and what you just got finished saying would be duplicate or an,
did you already sign up with him?
So to speak. I have not done it. Matter of fact, I've got a call for him at 3:30 today.
Okay.
So that's the reason I wanted to find out.
Sure. I don't want you to pay for something
again,
twice either. So let me tell you this. A, anybody who's guaranteeing anything, I will be a little bit leery of. Okay?
Exactly.
Because
but
you can't guarantee
if
that sun's going
to
come up tomorrow.
Okay?
Well, I've seen a lot of that.
Oh, right.
I've seen a lot of that, Joe. I've seen a lot of that, and I'm just going to tell you, in my 9 years of experience of working in this industry, and this is whether or not you go with my company, those get the results or you don't pay kind of stuff, they still are going to charge you some type of upfront cost, and it just hasn't, I haven't seen a single one pan out yet, not with the Facebook ads like that they're being ran independently. And let me tell you why. The reason why is because for Facebook ads to be the most successful, they need to be attached to your Google listing, because this is what happens. And tell me this hasn't happened to you before, okay? You're online maybe, I mean, I know you're super old school, but maybe you're online looking for a gift for your wife, or you've looked for a new tool on the internet or whatever the case is. And then you click out of that and you go somewhere else on the internet, or you go and you do some chores and then you come back to the internet. Maybe you're on Facebook looking around, or maybe you're on the internet looking for something else, and suddenly that same thing you was looking for, that diamond necklace for your wife, that's popping up everywhere.
Yes.
That's called retargeting.
Yeah.
Now, for Facebook ads to be as successful as possible, it has to be retargeted through your Google profile. So the fact that he's trying to guarantee, I'm doing air quotes, and I'm not saying that he can or cannot. I'm just saying he's going to guarantee a certain number of leads, and it doesn't include the Google profile. That alone is very leery. So my company, Local Splash, has been here for 20 years. We are a Google Premier partner and a partner to Yelp and a partner to Meta, formerly known as Facebook. And the reason that these larger organizations have chosen to partner directly with our company is because of the way that we practice business. There are certain criteria that we're held to in order for these accounts to be as successful as possible. So if somebody is just on Facebook looking around for hardscapes, landscape, pools, all the different beautiful things that you're doing, that's fantastic. But 9 out of 10 searches start and stop on the first page of Google. So if the search isn't, that Facebook search isn't attached to your Google profile, it's really not going to give you as great a result. I don't care what he's promising.
Right. I got you. All right. One other question, and I know I'm asking questions.
You can ask as many as you want.
Right. Okay. You said, hey, if we go with you, we'll guarantee you being on the first page. Does the first page usually carry 3, 4, 5, 6 people on the page? How does that work?
Let me be clear. I never said guarantee. I cannot say the word guarantee unless you're part of the Google Guarantee program, which I would suggest for you, but not at this moment. Okay. But what I'm promising you is first page placement within the local map on Google. And within Tuscaloosa, I think that there's, let me see how many are there right now. Hold on. Because there's multiple sections on the first page of Google.
Yes.
You have the very tippy top in the Google Guaranteed section, which carries about 20. You have the Google Ads, which carries about 5 or 6. And then you have the Google Local Map section, which in the front, it carries between 5 and 6, but ultimately it shows me that it carries 25 providers on the local map. And then below that, you have the ones that
okay.
look like paragraphs. And your website is ranking down below in the paragraph section. So that's a good sign. That means that your website itself has some type of SEO in the back of it that's helping it to rank. It might plumb just be because you've been there forever and a day. So it just shows up there. But this would definitely enhance, and it's going to bring the calls back to you there within the local map.
Okay. Okay. All right. Well, and if it's a month-to-month thing,
mm-hmm.
And I'm not sure what my future is going to be, and
mm-hmm.
and I'm not talking about what you were saying. There's no guarantee.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Going to wake up tomorrow. let me do this. You gave me a couple of different categories,
mm-hmm.
or different options,
mm-hmm.
And something you said was like a $249, and that was for Facebook and
yes, sir.
And
so that includes $100 worth of Facebook ads, which is a very low starter amount, okay, but it does give a strong push. And it includes this includes like the first program I told you about at $199 with the Facebook ads. Once you start including more products, the price drops on other products. So when you add in Facebook ads, I can drop that local SEO in the local map section down to just the $149. So you're getting a better bang for your buck because you're investing higher.
Okay. All right. So what do I need to get that started?
Well, I just need to gather a little bit of information directly from you. Your first and last name, your email address, your card information, so we can go ahead and get that going and claim, go ahead and get in there. I can have them, I can get on a call literally like within minutes of me signing you up to get access to your Google profile, so we can go ahead and submit it to Google directly and figure out what's going on. Like, we can start now.
Okay. And if you're successful, which you feel like you will be,
uh-huh.
Do you think we will be up and running, or at least if someone will call the end of this week, would they be able to get my name? Or does it take longer to get it reactivated?
I can't promise that. I can't promise I've seen it happen within days. I have, but we always say 7 to 14 days in our terms and conditions just to be safe. But Joe, I have the best team. I'm going to tell you. My one guy, James, who is, I would have him call you directly, and we would go ahead and get that going. And we would do that before we even do your onboarding call. Like, I would have him go ahead to walk you through how to sign us on as managers to your Google profile, so we can go ahead and get in there right away and submit to Google immediately, even before we do the regular onboarding call. Like, that's how confident I am. I had a lady in a situation like you in Georgia 2 weeks ago, and she had over 100 reviews that she lost. This is her third time she submitted to Google. She was just up in arms. And she signed up with us, and we were able to get her going. I did the same thing for her that I'm offering to do for you. I got James to call her right away. We submitted that to Google, and we got all 100 reviews with the Google profile returned to her by the end of the week. But I can't promise end of the week. I can't say on this recorded line, yes, it'll happen by Friday, and then it doesn't happen until Tuesday. Like, I would love to promise you that, but I would not tell you a false story.
Yeah, and I didn't know if it was one of those things, hey, you get the right person, and they they click something, hey, you're back up and running, or if it's yeah. in depth. So
well, we're Google partners, so we have the right buttons to press with the right people. You know, like we have that ability. That's why we literally pay Google for our partnership. We meet certain criteria by the way we practice business. We do certain things that meets their threshold. And then from there, we pay a certain amount of money on behalf of our clients for the partnership. So you're getting the best of the best.
Okay. All right. Well, let's move forward and let's see. And once again, this is a month to month thing in case, the sale of my business goes through. I can forward that information to the new buyer and then he can contact and y'all can either continue
or stop.
Add to
absolutely.
Or
yes, sir. And I'm going to read a voice verification here shortly that outlines the fact that it's all month to month. There's no contract. And I'm actually going to send you a text right now with my direct information so you can even have him contact me directly.
Okay.
Because I'll be the lead on your account and point of contact for you. So, Joe, for account purposes, is your first name officially Joe or Joseph?
It's Joe.
Joe. And Tinsley, T-I-N-S-L-E-Y.
That is correct.
And then I'm looking here on the website, and I have that at tincolandscape.com. And then I see an email here, tincolandscape@comcast.net. Is that the best email for you?
That is no longer the email, and that may be one of my issues.
It may be.
Is they wouldn't – I changed locations
mm-hmm.
Still within the, within a couple of – I mean – just across town, basically, but
mm-hmm.
it changed, and they don't offer that service. Comcast doesn't, so I had
mm-hmm.
to change email. So I'd like to change that now, and I'm going to ask you this question because I don't know the best answer. I have a business one that I use as info at Tenco Landscape. I've
mm-hmm.
got one. I've got a couple of other employees that have one, and it's Joe at Tenco, Todd at Tenco, Donna. So I don't know if I should use Joe or info. What would you suggest? It makes no difference. I got access to both.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So it sounds like you have the Google, Google Workspace already and it's attached to your domain, which is good. It doesn't matter which one you use because this is just going to be internal. If you have access to everything, it's going to be what Local Splash is sending out to y'all. Now, as far as invoices, information we need, where to send, like, information to and from you and Local Splash. Now, we do need to get it changed out on the website as well because that email address at Comcast was the old one, on the website. Okay?
And I can handle that, I guess.
Okay.
I should be able to do that. Okay? All right. And I'm glad you said that because once again, I didn't realize that. So that's just, because I haven't paid attention until I realized I didn't have a listing at all. So
okay. It's okay. We're going to help you out. So which one you want to go with, Joe
yeah.
at TencoLandscape.com?
That's correct.
Okay. And which package are you going with today, Joe? Are you going with the $199 or the $249?
Let's go with the $249.
You got it. Okay. Let me go ahead and get this in. Lock that down. Okay, sent that over in writing to you as well. And then I have a business address at 1630 Plantation Road in Tuscaloosa, 35405.
Yeah. No.
Is that
I can
wrong?
Give you the stuff. I think that's part of the problem right there.
It is.
Or either the person that's trying to sell me something threw me under the bus, and I don't know that either. But it is. Can I give you a new address?
Yes. Is it the 13516 Country Club Drive?
That is correct, yes.
Got you. So you've got half of it changed on the website, which is good. But it may be something as simple as re-verification with a new address, and we're going to be able to help with all that. Yeah, don't you worry. Listen,
okay.
So we could start on this right away. It's recommended for clients. Yes, we will be doing that. Okay. Do you have access to that Google profile from the device that you're on right now, the phone?
I do not.
You do not. Okay.
I say that if it's an email or if it's my website, I guess I can go there if that's what you're asking. I'm sorry.
No, it's not. It's an email. It is an email. It's the Google profile. So we can get in there and get access to it, and we're going to be able to see why it's suspended.
Okay. I did that about 2 o'clock this morning, but I don't know that I have now. One of those good, sleepless nights.
I understand.
No, I do not have access to that.
Okay. Okay, so we're going to have to schedule that call. So give me just a minute here. Okay, I've got that. And then I see here you're offering everything from hardscape. Are you doing landscape maintenance as well?
I am.
Okay, and
but
then...
If that's one of those categories, and say I'm going all the way back now to the Yellow Pages, and I remember how certain names, certain words got you at certain spots and got you certain places, I would not... I would prefer if I had to get a category that I was higher up in, if that's the right terminology.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care about the lawn maintenance. We still do that, and I'm finding out if I continue to do that instead of falling back on that years ago, I would have been able to sell my business a whole lot easier because of cash flow. But I don't want to emphasize that as much in this advertisement.
Right, that's fine. We're going to put you under landscaping. We're going to put you under landscaping. They're going to verify all the keywords and services. Okay?
I gotcha. Okay. All right.
One second. I'm trying to get this reassigned. Okay, we've got that. Okay, he's sending you a mailer for how to sign us on as managers. Okay, because he's heading out to lunch and you don't have it on your phone. So what we're going to do is we're going to schedule your onboarding call at a time where you can be in front of the computer, Joe, is my suggestion.
Okay.
That way we're sure that we're getting it all in one fell swoop. Okay?
Okay.
Now,
okay.
I have time today. I can schedule that call between 5 and 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. Would you be able to speak with my technician at that time?
5 and 6 Central, yes.
Okay. And I'm going to call you and introduce you to that onboarding agent. That way we can get you all squared up and there's no issues. So give me just a second here. I'm scheduling this call. You're going to see it come across your email. It's going to say Local Splash. CI for client interview, EN for English. It's going to have your first and last name, and this is going to serve as a placeholder within the Google Calendar. Now, what I want you to understand, Joe, is when I call you this afternoon, I'm going to be calling from our 877 number. That is the number from which Local Splash will be contacting you 95% of the time. I'm the only one that calls out on this line because I'm from the sales floor. But when you call in and out, you're going to want to program that 877 number in. Now, the other thing that I want to tell you is don't sign up for Facebook ads with me and then again with that guy because it will cancel each other out.
Okay.
You would be paying for the same thing twice.
I've
so
got
you
a
just
330 call him. And I'm just going to cancel that.
Yeah,
completely.
And don't let him talk you in because sometimes them guys will talk circles around you. If you wind up wanting to invest more into Facebook ads, you want to drop a few more hundred or you want to do Google Guarantee or you want to do other things, we have the ability to help you. The $100 Facebook ad budget is a small budget. It's a starter budget, like I told you. We have guys who invest a lot more, but I suggest starting here, especially because you're not sure if you're keeping it for another couple months or if you're selling it off. This is just going to put you into a good position, okay?
Okay, and will I be able to look at some of the things that y'all do offer? I hate to say it, but I'm just very naive about the services that people offer and what you can and can't get. So is there a way that I can look into other things that you do offer? Online
yes, sir. Absolutely. Absolutely. Within the email that I sent you, there's pricing packages. And if you want, Joe, I can even schedule like a video call with you tomorrow and we can sit down and I can show you blow by blow everything that we offer.
Okay. Well, let's do this. Let me make sure. Oh, in the call that you have coming in between 5 and 6, mm-hmm. that is the earliest today that you have?
No, I can schedule you for earlier if you want. I have something I can do between 4 and 5.
That would be much better.
Okay.
Just in case.
All right.
I try to close down and get everybody out, and that's sometimes a little bit busier. So 4 to 5 would be much better if
you
can work that in.
Yeah,
and
I got you.
And
we'll
I do
call
have
you.
Okay.
And then okay. for the cards
that.
You're putting on file, is it a Visa, MasterCard, Amex, or Discover?
It's a Visa.
All righty. Let me go ahead and lock that in. Okay, I'm ready for the card number. Go ahead.
Okay, it's 4802.
Mm-hmm.
1397.
Mm-hmm.
1302.
Mm-hmm.
4915.
Expiration month and year?
6 of 26.
Three-digit code on the back?
486.
And then I need to set a security question for you, Joe. It's your choice of your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name.
Let's go with my mother's maiden name.
Which is?
Park, P-A-R-K.
Gotcha. Now, understand this. Local Splash is never going to ask you for any more money. I'm going to read a voice verification outlining the service agreement with Local Splash and the fact that it's all month to month, that there's no contract. So if somebody calls you and isn't very clear in saying Local Splash, you ask for that security question because that's to protect you.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Now,
and would this card be run at the first of the month, end of the month? How does that work?
I'm running it now. It's gonna bill on the 7th day of every month until you cancel. And the voice verification outlines that we would need to hear from you 3 days before. So I need you to call me by the 4th if you want to pause or cancel the service for any reason. Okay?
And in my situation, yes, okay. And in my situation, it may not be up and running for 3 or 4 days. It may be a couple of weeks at the worst case is what it sort of
right.
sounds like.
Right, exactly.
So
that's the worst cases. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so if it was 2 weeks and I'm doing it now, then I'm really paying for a month for only 2 weeks worth of service?
No, because during that 2 weeks time, we're contacting Google. We're working on getting it back up and listing. We're collecting all of the documents from you to submit directly to Google. We're still working on the back end and in the back of scenes. Plus, your Facebook ads are up and running in the first 7 days.
Okay.
So you're not paying for nothing.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, gotcha.
Okay.
All right.
I'm processing the account now for the $249, and I'm reading the voice verification, Joe. If you have any questions during the voice verification, feel free to stop me so I can address it. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call has been recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash, and it is an added form of protection for you. In order to ensure the accuracy for your order, please state the name of the business as it should read on the first page of Google.
Tinco Landscape.
Please state your name and title within the business.
Joe Tinsley, and I'm the owner.
Joe, are you authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of your business?
Yes, I am.
Are you the authorized user on the billing of this account?
Yes, but I'd like to add another name if I could. Is it
absolutely.
One name?
No, you can
okay.
add as many as you want to. Who are we adding?
Okay. It's my wife, Donna, D-O-N-N-A, Tinsley.
Okay, got it. And then give me one second here. Is she the secretary or the co-owner or?
She is the boss.
Yeah, I know how that goes. Trust me.
Let's just say office manager. That'd be good enough.
Perfect. Yes, it is good enough because you said that it is. So that's all that counts. Now, what is her phone number?
Okay, her number is 205-292-6493.
Okay. There we go. And just make sure she has that password in the event that that she needed to call in. They're just going to ask for that password, your mother's maiden name. So your billing is going to happen on the seventh day of every month in the flat monthly investment rate of just $249. If you choose to pause your service or discontinue your service for any reason, we ask that you do so by contacting myself or client support within 3 days of the billing. So you need to call us by the fourth day of every month, okay, if you want to cancel.
Okay.
Now, everything else is good to go. I'm going to send you one more text. Give me just 1 second here. Make sure everything's going through. So, wait a minute. Is the phone number we're speaking on a cell phone?
It is.
Okay.
And see, gotten the text.
I understand.
I've gotten all your emails.
Yeah, I just got a notification that there's an issue with the text not going through. So, you're gonna be able to, is not working. All right, so I've let them know that it's not working, and what's going to happen is you're going to feel like you got bombarded because you're going to get a bunch of texts all at one time.
Okay.
Everything's like sitting in the queue waiting.
I've gotten 3 emails so far.
Okay, So you've gotten everything via via text and via email, okay? So you're getting it, but it's just not it's not going through. It will go through, I promise. Just give me a few minutes. I'm going to figure out what's going on. But I'll be calling you here in just a little bit to get everything squared away with the onboarding. And then you have been sent an email with the step-by-step instruction on how to add us as managers. If you want to wait until we're on the call with onboarding with the technician, that's perfectly fine, okay?
Okay. All right.
All right. Everything is good to go on my end, Joe. Welcome to Local Splash.
Thank you so much. And y'all were going to call around 4 to 5.
Between 4, if it's not right at 4, it's going to be a little bit after 4. It'd just be like,
I didn't want to be away from the computer.
From the 877 number, too. Thank you. Okay?
Okay. Okay.
Okay.
All right.
All right. I'll talk to you in just a little bit, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. You're welcome. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye.